listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Always love to connect with various organizations and churches in our community, and we hope that you will take the time to let us know about your events and what's happening. Of course, you can email us, studio@klyt.fm. With the time we have left, I want to reintroduce you to Child Evangelism Fellowship, New Mexico. Now, this is an international ministry, but we're going to reintroduce you to the staff here in New Mexico. And actually, Jenny Beadle with us, more than New Mexico or New Mexico?
Right now?
For you.
Central New Mexico.
New Mexico. And with you, Denise Weaver. And what's your part in CEF?
I volunteer with CEF, and I help with Good News Clubs in Rio Rancho.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And what an inspiration, hopefully, to those that are listening, that we've encouraged to find out more about volunteering. But how much good, Denise, as a volunteer, does it do your heart to be able to reach children in our public schools with the Bible?
It's amazing. They are hungry for God's Word.
Yeah.
And families love it. It's impacting so many children. And when families hear about it, they want it in other schools. And it's certainly a mission field that blesses the volunteers that are going into it.
Yeah. And I think we say this every time, Jenny. I think a lot of our listeners are surprised. Wait a minute. Bible clubs in public school? Answer is yes. And let me keep it that simple, because we have a couple of events we really want to spend some time talking to you about. But Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico, just go to cefofnewmexico.com. You'll find out all about the Bible clubs, the camps, the everything. There's all kinds of different things that happen throughout the year. And I just can't tell you how much good it does my heart to see the next generation being reached with the gospel. I mean, these are the leaders of tomorrow.
Yes.
Hopefully the volunteers, right, Denise?
Yes.
Of tomorrow. And don't kid yourself. They're watching. And they see how we behave. So let's set that example. If you want to be part of what's happening there, whether it's supporting them financially, words of encouragement, prayer for sure, or giving your time to volunteer, go to cefofnewmexico.com. All right, a couple things on the calendar coming up. One of them being a golf tournament at Santa Ana here in the Albuquerque, actually Bernalillo. And I actually don't know, is it on Bernalillo or is it on the reservation?
It's on the reservation.
Okay.
Yes.
But golfers, if you're golfers in the Duke City area, you know where Santa Ana is. That's going to be the venue for the event on September 12th. I didn't look at details. I'm going to assume, Denise, shotgun start, four-man scramble, the typical.
Yes.
But you've been busy getting sponsors. Do you need more sponsors?
Yes, absolutely. We need a few more sponsors, but we are so thankful for the businesses that are partnering with us.
You can mention some of the businesses if you want.
Airport Parking was our first sponsor. We also have Del Norte Credit Union is our hole-in-one sponsor. We have ERA Group with Patrick Garr, who's a great supporter of Christian ministries across this area. Harmio Accounting Group, Phil Prevender with Prevender Financial Services, and also Discount Custom Glass. So we are so thankful for these sponsors. We're also looking for church partners that will sponsor holes, and our first church partner has been Calvary Rio Rancho.
Oh, very good. All right. Now, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, CEF of New Mexico, and it is a fundraiser. Your entry will obviously go towards financially supporting the work of CEF. Anything specific you want to share about that and what you hope to see with the funds that you raise?
So we're calling this a Golf for Kids tournament fundraiser because it's all about reaching the kids, like we said, in the public schools with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so all the funds donated will go toward our outreach in this area to expand, to get more Good News clubs in more public schools. Currently, I believe we have 18.
I love that. But
there's over 200 schools.
Yeah.
So we want to be in every school. So this fundraiser will help us be able to accomplish that goal.
Okay, with the materials that are needed. And I mentioned it already, volunteers. You know, if you're listening and you maybe you're on the, you know, the hemming and hawing, pray about your part in it. Let me give you a chance, Denise. I really want to take advantage of you being a volunteer. What is the best part of volunteering for you?
It really is connecting with the kids and being able to sit down with them and teach them how to read the Bible, how to find scriptures in the Bible. And like I said, it's just awesome to see them wanting to come to the clubs. There was a young boy in one of the clubs who was in fifth grade last year, and he was going to be moving up to middle school. And he said he didn't want to move up to middle school. And I said, why not? And he said, because there's not a Good News club there.
Oh.
And there isn't. We haven't been able to expand to every club and into middle schools. But the kids are just, they're not just being exposed to the Bible and the gospel. They are being fed and they're growing in their faith, and it's impacting not only them, but their families. And it really is a discipleship program right there in our culture, in the schools.
Yeah.
It just brings such joy to my heart as a volunteer to be able to do that.
Yeah. You know, I know as a father and a grandfather, you know, when I think of like taking the kids to Disney or, you know, wherever I'm taking them, that wonder, you know, comes out. Do you experience that as a volunteer when you see the activities and they're doing things, kind of living it through them?
Yes. And, you know, we also teach them. Part of CEF's curriculum is to teach them Bible verses, and they are learning 5 to 6 Bible yeah. verses, memorizing them through songs. And by the end of the year,
powerful.
They have the Word of God written on their heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's never going to leave.
So no, that's
amazing.
That's an investment in eternity, really.
Yes.
So thank you for your work as a volunteer. And if you do want to volunteer, go to cefofnewmexico.com. It's also the website to go to find out more about the golf tournament. You'll find the golf tournament information posted there. I won't go into details because if you're a golfer, it's pretty much what you've seen at most golf tournaments. Deadline to register is August 26th, Land of Manana people. So make sure you get in there. I know is doing events. Denise, you want sooner than later is better. Let's fill
yes,
it with a.
Please.
Are you looking for 144 or more?
Our goal is 176.
Okay. It can happen.
Yes, absolutely. God is moving in so many ways, and we know that He is going to bring in all the golfers we need. We will have breakfast. We're going to have lunch. We'll have a raffle. So it's going to be a fun-filled day at Santa Ana Golf Club. They've been a great partner as well. So we are so thankful for them and all they're doing to help us get this together. And we just want to invite people to come out, even whether you're a professional golfer or a beginner. It's going to be fun. And if your kids golf, I know my kids golf, they're going to be on a team. So certainly if your kids are golfers, we welcome that as well. And we just invite you to also share this with other people in your church.
Okay. And look for CEF on Facebook. You'll find information there too. That's a great place to share. Go ahead and like it, but share it. Please share it.
Yes.
Okay. And with a couple minutes we have left, I want to make sure the Tuesday event, Jenny, that's coming up, a pastor's luncheon, and this is next Tuesday, and you're specifically looking for pastors to really bless them and support them.
Yes, pastors or elders, really any leadership. Like you said, Steve, a lot of people, a lot of churches don't know that we can get Bible clubs into the public schools. So it's an informative lunch, and what pastor who doesn't like a free lunch at
right.
Tomasita's?
Yeah, and to find out all the details about the luncheon, you know what? If you're a pastor, go.
Yes.
It's a true invite from CEF of New Mexico. They appreciate what you're doing. And besides, you'll find out more about CEF and how you can really partner with them and let your congregation know about the work. Maybe there's a potential volunteers in your congregation that could be reaching these children in public schools, just like Denise talked about. I was going to say short-term missions. This is short-term missions, kind of, yes. You know. Every time I've done something like that, you know, where you go to volunteer for something and you go to serve and, oh, I'm going to bless them. And every in my experience, every time I feel like, man, I hope I didn't rip them off because I was blessed by what we were able to accomplish and do for those that we went to serve. So the pastor's luncheon is happening, harvesting the next gen, reaching New Mexico's children through the schools with cefofnewmexico.com. You'll find information about the golf tournament as well as the pastor's event coming up this Tuesday. Jenny and Denise, can't tell you how much I so much appreciate your investment in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.